dagas in the 15 of different, each one being a different mila, each group of three groups. Now he's going to go back into each group itself and also show how it's hadraga. Because he's talking about milas, he's obviously going to have to explain each one. On Kuf Mem Gimel. V'tavinoid, ki chomesh milas ha-rishonis ba'atzmam, yadua shekolachas yoseh min ha-kodemis. So that we saw last time where each one was striking more at a different level of Yisrael, of Mitzrayim, and tul kono Yisrael mamash lehem. That's the first, the pirut of the first five dagas. Next paragraph. V'chomesh milas ha-mitzayim, kulam gamkei mashe Yisrael kono min ha-mayla. It also went behadraga to go upwards in teva. B'chol achas yisenifle meishena ki kriyas hayam hu maile Yisrael mashloim b'chol makas Mitzrayim. The first thing is kriyas yamsuf was of a completely different nature. Let's explain this outside a minute also. When we speak about nisim and the greatness of the nisim takarish baruch hu. When we say one nes is greater than the other, in a bus of a dom, it makes sense that it's hard for me to lift 100-pound weight, it's harder 200-pound weight, it's much, much harder 500-pound weight, so one is a bigger feat than the other. That's a certain seichel in terms of harder and less hard. If we define a Kadosh Baruch Hu as completely not shayach to Gashmis, so what's shayach to make different madrigas of nisim? All nisim are alike. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. So the teretz is, it depends which elements of the teva and what oifin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu striking out at the different elements of the teva. So you're going to explain something here. But in all the makis that we had until now, they were makas. Like Moshani from Mitzrayim, she a makas b'dvarim protim in Metzias HaOlam. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tampering with protim is not such a darga of gilui as HaKadosh Baruch Hu tampering with a yesod. In other words, if I cause this water to burn, if I put a match to a cup of water and I cause it to burn, it's a very big nace. But it's a nace in a prat. This glass of water was turned into fuel. If I take if all water changes and water is flammable from now on, so I have it's a whole different darga of nace. It's a nace in the very yesod of mayim that yesod of mayim changed. So he says all the nisim are pratim. Avayam shu yesod mayim ein ze prati. V'nechrav hayam, avagav shikha yor b'dam b'tzfardim v'aretz b'kinim, hefesh gal yesh. Even though there was dam in the yor and there was tzfardim and kinim, she'ika maka mashar kinim shol t'baretz Mitzrayim. The kinim happened to come out from the river, but tachlis they were shol in the aretz. V'amaka rik kinim, lehefse the aretz. In other words, it's not the pshat that the earth turned into kinim. Kinim came from the earth. But it's not a change in the yisod of aretz. It just was very bad for the ground that it was full of kinim. But it's not something that changed intrinsically in the ground. A river is different than a yam. We have to understand the way we understand these things. Yam is the body of water, which is the world. That's water. Every particular river is a specific prat in the world of Mayim. But the world of Mayim finds itself as the Yam. Lekach bikua ha-mayim u'inyan yoyse nifla. Splitting the water in a kolistic way is a much bigger chiddush. Shehoysa maka bedovashu ika oilam. You're talking about something that struck at the heart of something that is a very, very, it's something that goes into the very heart of the yisod of nature. Nature has a yisod of mayim, of offer, mayim, and what was affected was the, so Lamash, when it says that all the mamels sheba olam Nikru, that Nifku, that all the waters became. So it's not the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a thousand nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the very teva of mayim, and b'meila it was considered to be something which is which strikes at the very yisoid of teva. Olav akasoyma shaloi hayom vaso. V'kibla yom hefsid v'necho yom l'kach b'kua mayim in yosin niflo. In Mitzrayim it says etzba l'kim, like we learned before in the paragraph before. It's only one etzba because it's a prat. On the yam, it was something that happened with the Yad Hashem. Ala yam v'yisamaka b'yad k'mosh v'loch atam ki b'chol hayad amaka k'lolos le'pratis. So the chiddush of Kriyas Yamsuf is the beginning of Klal Yisrael rising above nature. Other nisim, the makas in Mitzrayim, were divine siyua for specific needs. The Kriyas Yamsuf is that water changed its nature in for Klal Yisrael. V'chein kol advarim anemshachem achazeh hoiru al maila zeis. Everything that happened further is the raya that Klal Yisrael is above the metzius of Gashmis. V'chein avirana b'teichu b'charova shumayla b'fnei atzmoi she'efshe she'yenishak tas mayim in hayam lo'ev b'charova lo'ev botl shem hayam legamri she'yesh kan yam adayim al she'ev b'charova madregev t'atzmoi she'botl shem yam. In other words, when a person goes to a place, when I say that this is a former ocean, let's say I go to a place and I say, you know, you have to be careful how you build here because this used to be swamplands, and it has a tendency to flood, it doesn't hold up buildings well, and so on. So there, the pshat is the swamp itself is gone, but there's still a roishim left over, and I say, the metzias is still swamplands, even though there happens not to be a swamp now. Masha Einkein, if it's dry land, so I'm trying to say there was a change in the metzias. Had the yam not become cherova, then it would have been former yam. But it still has some of that. The fact that it'll be a little wet is the pshat. It's like a riverbed that dries out. So even if it dries out, you know that with the next rain, this is going to become the riverbed because this is the makom where water is likely to go. I can still find some shirayim of it. The fact that this became completely charava is a big shinui. Ve'oid shaka tzareina b'toicha zutasas mila. The drowning the mitzvah is another mila. Ki kriyas yamsev ashekorlem advarim ativim ve'elusaneim she'esodim b'yam. Ki dvarim ativim nifkoim v'nifsodim ve'esor v'atzalosam ve'lo'oid Ela polim la abiroi vehem. Vehine, heim polim dovi fruchu of zesibul tativi. In other words, had Klal Yisrael just crossed the yam, then it would have been, the teva has changed in one direction. That's what it would have been. The fact that it the same place that lechatchila sunk. That the Chatchila made room for Klal Yisrael, sunk the Mitzrim, has in itself a much deeper connection. And let's talk about this a little bit. Let's say I have bad people, and these bad people do things that are mean. That they're mean to people. They're cruel to people. Whatever it is. And I work with them, and I change their nature, and they become kind people. So the pshat is, I change the teva. It's very difficult. I manage to change it. Fine. Let's say I take a policeman, and I see that when it comes to running after a criminal, he's very tough and mean and nasty. And when he goes to help somebody who is in trouble, he's very kind and giving and sacrificing. So I say to myself, therefore, a policeman is neither mean nor kind. He is dedicated to doing what's needed, what's appropriate, what's right, whatever language you'll use. In other words, Chazal used this idea of anything that is dover v'hipucho is a raya that its mitzias is beyond it. There's a famous medrash we're talking about it sometimes. It says, "Miyitein tomei mitohar, tohar mitomei loy echad." That if you find that something tomei can emanate from something tohar, it's some tohar can emanate from something tomei, it must be Akadosh Baruch Hu, who's echad. And it goes through a whole list. Avraham came from Terach. Paradumas mitamas atarim mitaras atmeim. A whole list of things that there are paradoxes, and the Baal Korach is from echad. In other words, if a policeman can be very tough and very kind, then he's neither tough nor kind, but he's out to do what's needed to help people. When I find Teva by its definition is a fixed entity. That's what a Teva is. Stones fall. That's what Teva is. If I'm a Mishana the Teva, so stones, instead of falling, they rise up. That would be a shinui of Teva, but it's Teva still there. Let's say stones will now either rise or fall, depending on if you need them as an elevator or you need them to kill somebody. So then the pshat is, there is no Teva in the stones, Bechlal. Its Teva is, its metzias is to do what's right. If the yam has its Teva, and the first diagram is I bring all sorts of makas on the yam. So fine, that's the first diagram of all the makas. It doesn't change the Teva of the yam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu splits the yam, and he changes the Teva of the yam, so that's a bigger feat than everything that was done before, because he changed the Teva of the yam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the yam sink the Mitzrim and allow the Yisrael to go through completely dry, then there's a hafkah of the entire Mitzias of Teva within the yam. The yam is no longer a Teva. The yam is Ratzon Hashem. I guess let's go off a drop on this, because it's so that people sometimes don't get right. Everyone knows it says by Avraham Avinu Vati Dati Kirei LeKimata that V'loy Chasach Tzmir Chiv Chemeni, that Avraham was a Midas HaChesed, and we needed to test him by going to the other extreme and seeing if he's going to do something that's going to be difficult and so on. The understanding is, so people then take it to mean that a person should not have any emotions, that a person should do things and I should do it as dispassionately as I'm a shliach. In other words, if I'm a mailman, I don't care if what I'm carrying is a letter proposing marriage to somebody, a get divorcing somebody, an announcement of a lottery ticket that somebody won, or foreclosing on somebody's house. I'm a mailman. I drop it in. It makes no difference. So people say, well, since you're supposed to be independent of the midos, that's what it looks like. I don't think anyone really feels that an Eved Hashem should be a zombie, should be like, unemotional, dispassionate, in the sense that he's completely disconnected. Then basically our emotions are like appendixes. They could just take him out, and that's it. Maybe an arla, you can just cut it off. It's theirs. What does it mean? The answer is, you're supposed to adarabba. You're supposed to. Middles are like it says by Big Dekuna. It's middle bad. You're supposed to wear the middle. Hashem Malach Geus Lovish. When a person is supposed to act with chesed toward somebody or drachmim, he's supposed to put on the garments of kindness and passion and express it through himself. He's supposed to feel the other person's tsar. He's supposed to help the other person. He's supposed to project that sense of tsar. A person has to know, though, there's another suit in the closet of din, when a person has to be tough with someone. He has to discipline whatever is needed. He has to withstand something. Then there is a suit of a shiryon of toughness that he wears then. But the pshat is, it's not that you don't have a midah. It's that the midos themselves are capable of being worn differently, and so on. There's a beautiful chazal, an extraordinary beautiful chazal. We learn it in Chumash. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. He was happy, and he knew he would bring a marble. And they asked him why, and he said, Moshe Lemelech that had a son, and someone asked him, why are you so happy? He's going to die someday, and it's going to be sad. So the Melech says, when it's a time for happiness, you should be happy. When it's time for tzar, you should be tzar. The fact that a person is supposed to be above his tivim and nature doesn't mean he's supposed to castrate his tev and his nature. It means he's supposed to make a determination which meter to put on, which meter to take off. There's a time to be friendly, there's a time to be withdrawn. There's a time to focus inwards, there's a time to focus outwards. There's a time to be strong and stand strong, there's a time to be flexible. But those are middles. If a person doesn't live it and feel it, it makes it a lot more difficult. A person who's very stoic and he's a stone, I remember, for some reason, Yerushalayimers are stereotyped as being dispassionate. And when I became a chassan, I was walking with a friend of mine up the steps, and the Yerushalayim walked by and said, chassan, mazal tov, mazal tov. So my friend whispers, he could have been Menachem Avelim with the same tone of voice, would have been just as appropriate. There's no, you know, there was absolutely no touch of any different emotion. He was doing a meiser. That's not those middles. So, on the one hand, Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu works through Teva. So the Yam has itself a koach to be, to drown, and it had a koach to be Cherova. It's supposed to take on that midah as is appropriate. But that's the pshat in that mahalach of a person projecting. It's a bigger, at the end of the day, it's no longer the teva itself. The teva becomes to do the Ratzon Hashem. So just like a very good teacher, a less good teacher has a personality and he gets slept along. Somebody who's naturally nice and easygoing, that's the personality that he carries with him to school. So he succeeds in that chelik, but he doesn't succeed where you need to be tough, and vice versa. But if a person is a perfect teacher, so it's not the pshat he comes across like a robot, but rather he comes across as is needed. Zignal yom din, or bachus b'yom krav. In the good moments, I display real chiba, and I reach out to you through chiba and kirva. On other moments, I reach out to you through din and einish and whatever it is. I reach out to you, but I wear different begadim, and the midos are those begadim. So he said that was the shikat zareya. V'charkach heloisa maila cheres v'sipek zochem b'midbar v'rishana. Kloima. Mokom midbar shu bilti tivui liyos la'odom sham tzrochav. It's a place where there does not exist b'chal teva to supply a person's tzrochim. V'kodesh baruch hu sipek zochem b'midbar v'rishana. Shana. Shetira b'zeh ki Yisrael noyeg in yaneyem shalei al pi ha-teva. Acha shesipek zochem b'rishana shana. Kol kach zman rav. So let's talk a little bit about this. Yontif of Pesach is the Yontif of Achila. Not Achila Gasa, but Achila. The five meals, non-gebracht, shmuramats all the way. That's the yontiv of achila. It's the only time there's a mitzvah achila per se. Everybody in Klai Yisrael and so on. Achila has a very significant likudah to it. It says that there are three maftechas given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Tchias HaMesim, one is Chaya, and one is Gishamim and or Parnasa, depending on the Ikiram and the Gemara. Parnasa and or Geshem, which is another form of Parnasa, is the ongoing chiyus of a person. A person, a stone statuette, is a stone statuette because it's made into a stone statuette. That's what it is. That's its metzius. A plant was planted, but it needs a reason why it's ongoingly alive. It needs an intake of water, of air, nutrients, and so on. A person's chiyus is later. That's one. The reason why he is living is because of parnasa. Mizonus, parnasa, yuna, whatever you want to call it. That's it. So anything that has to do with food, just like Ramban says that the machals asuris are because a person is what he eats, in a deeper sense, you are what you eat. Kilel alechem levad yichi adam is a chiddush. In other words, a person lives on lechem. Kiloy al alechem levado yichya ha'adam. You know, there are other things also. But each and every single chelek is something which gives the person chiyus. That is his metzius of chiyus. If a person can get a chiyus in a place that has no chiyus, that means his entire metzius is yonek from something which is not above teva. When our parnasa is not kavua, and that's why Shevet Levi, we spoke about this. It says Shevet Levi doesn't get a chelek in Yisrael, and Akadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin him davat tzorech lo and Hashem unachloso and so on. It's not just a pshat and nisoyen. So you have to over a lot of nisonos in order to be over Hashem. That's not it. It's not the only thing. It's not the pshat that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, if you're not going to work, you're always going to have trouble with parnasa, so, you know, we'll have to do some nisa for you. Those are all maybe true, but that's not the point of it, really. The point is, the metzias of Shevet Levi is a different metzias. And Shevet Levi can't be yonek its chiyus from the ground, from nachla. It's yonek it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a person is what chiyus is yonek. That's what the person is. And b'meila, if Shevet Levi were to be yonek their chiyus from the farm and the little business and the factory, they would be that. They could not rise above it. So the yonek the chiyus from something above it. Klal Yisrael getting its tzrachim in the midbar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a hagadara in Klal Yisrael's metzias. Klal Yisrael has a metzias where no one else has a metzias. So it's shoresh, it's not from the ground, it's not from teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a teva for them. V'chakach echilo mesamon shumazen eno tivi legami. Ukimat shehu eno gash miklal. In other words, the reason why the man, it says the man, people didn't have to go to the bathroom. Why? So what's the, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made a nes. The teretz is every type of food, the digestive system works like this. The digestive system has a tzura that it takes from the food, its nutrients that it can take, the things that it wants, and the other stuff gets tossed out. In other words, it gets removed because that's like the chaima, klapa the body. The important thing is this atom, this molecule, this protein, that protein, and everything else goes out. The mon came from a makom that there was no chaima. It's the chiyus that the person needs. B'meila, there's no makom to be doch anything else. That's the pshat in it. So that's what he says over here. The chiyus of Klal Yisrael was from Mokinos Bechlal Mufka, from anything that was Chaymer, and that's the second daraga where Klal Yisrael rose above the Olam HaTeva, and this was their metzius. Okay.